Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing great and excited to tell you all about what we can do. What would you like to know first?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary. Nice to hear from someone at Dasha.ai itself. What a fun coincidence. I do know Dasha.ai is known for creating really natural, human-like voice AI conversations. I haven't heard about Vector Solutions specifically, but I'd love to learn how you work with them. Could you share a bit about your services or what you're testing today?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and engaging without burning out their sales teams. So I'm curious, how does your AI handle those human nuances to keep conversations natural and effective?
Tell me more about how your team currently reaches out to prospects. And what feels off or exhausting about that process?
Sure thing. Well, many teams rely on cold calls and emails, which can feel a bit robotic and repetitive, definitely exhausting after a while. The challenge is keeping prospects interested without sounding like a script. So, how does your AI make those outreach calls feel more natural and less, well, robotic?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
That's a great question. I'd imagine a future where our outreach feels genuinely human, with conversations that flow naturally and build real connections. Leads would be warmer, sales cycles shorter, and our team less stressed but more productive. Honestly, that kind of transformation sounds pretty exciting. How do you help make that vision a reality?
What do you mean by warmer leads and shorter sales cycles? Why is that important to you?
Great points to dig into. By warmer leads, I mean prospects who are genuinely interested and engaged, not just cold contacts. Shorter sales cycles mean closing deals faster because the conversations are more relevant and timely. This matters because it boosts efficiency and revenue while making the whole process less frustrating for everyone involved. Does that align with what your AI focuses on?
Tell me more about how making the process less frustrating helps your team and business overall.
Absolutely. When the process is less frustrating, your team stays motivated and energized instead of feeling burned out. That means better focus, higher quality conversations, and ultimately more closed deals. Plus, a smoother process means happier customers who feel heard and valued. It's a win-win that really drives growth. How does your AI support that kind of positive experience?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. It's tricky to keep conversations natural when reaching hundreds or thousands of prospects. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently can be a headache. Does your AI help with scaling while keeping things human?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and managing follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling outreach without the right tools can lead to generic, impersonal messages that turn prospects off, which means missed opportunities. Managing follow-ups manually eats up time and can cause important leads to slip through the cracks. Together, these issues slow growth and frustrate the sales team. How does your AI tackle these pain points?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and sales team frustration impact your overall goals?
Sure. Missed opportunities mean lost revenue and slower growth, which can hold back the whole business. When the sales team gets frustrated, morale drops, productivity dips, and turnover can increase, none of which help hitting targets. So it's really about keeping momentum and energy high to reach those big goals. Does your AI help keep teams motivated while boosting